It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve. I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Can't believe the Giants lost on Sunday night.
I know. They suck. So bummed. Are you ready for some football?
First time losing in the new Dallas Stadium. Unbelievable. And what's even worse, it was just the score. It was like 34 to like 2. It's crazy.
Wow. 2.
Yeah, they got a safety.
I say that any time I fart, so people don't punch me.
But they only got a safety because Tony Romo felt bad and threw the ball out of his own end zone.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing it's bad.
It's great.
It might be.
Yeah. Foosball, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then Eli Manning cried.
Oh, like a baby.
Yeah.
Like a little gay baby.
Yeah.
Then, a gaby.
And then Akeem Nicks cried. He's like, stop making fun of my quarterback for crying.
Wait, Stevie Nicks was there?
Yeah.
You don't hear much from Stevie Nicks anymore. Did he still
Didn't alive? Fleetwood Mac just have a reunion?
Did they?
Yeah.
I guess you do hear from Stevie Nicks.
I think they just had a reunion.
Yeah, Steve is depressed because his Giants lost.
Yeah.
You're depressing me.
I'm depressed that Matt has his finger on the pulse of
I was
going to
wait
until
you announce me and say I quit the show because the Giants lost, and I'm not here this Sunday.
All right.
Oh. Wait, what were you saying, Kev?
Nothing.
Depressed at what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you got your finger on the pulse of the Fleetwood Mac reunions.
Oh, I just heard it.
That is kind of depressing.
He's got his ears to the tracks.
I kind of like Fleetwood Mac.
Who doesn't?
Me?
Rumors. Come on.
I hate them.
No, you don't.
I'd rather blow my brother than listen to Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'd rather watch.
If I sit you down with Rumors in a room by yourself, you would leave as a Fleetwood Mac fan.
Perhaps.
Wait, if they gave me like a personal like performance?
No. Just you and the record in a room.
Why don't you give me a little Rumors?
Yeah, a little bit of Rumors?
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's see how we really feel about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just play some fucking music.
One of the two that are going to happen. Either I'm going to become a fan like you say, or I'm going to get up and walk out.
You can't, though. That's the thing.
Why?
What should we play, Kev? Since you're the...
Yeah, ask me. I don't know what's on there. Ask Matt. He loves Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
Let's just start with...
let's ask Fleetwood Matt.
Let's just start with
Didn't it sing, I'm going to the chapel.
Yeah.
This song's not like particularly good.
Well, I just started with Sidewalk Track 1, baby.
Yeah.
Secondhand news.
First impressions, last life, I'm there. This is crap.
This is crap. What's the hit on this?
I'm trying to look at the
You don't even know, because none of you guys are actually fucking
I don't
Fleetwood
own
fans.
The album.
Because they stink.
Yeah, I'm sure they stink. Don't Stop, Go Your Own Way.
Oh, Go Your Own Way, right.
Go Your Own Way.
The Chain, song that's a know. Fantastic song.
Somebody kill that cricket. It's ruining the song.
Goldust Woman.
Oh, I love this song. This is great. You know what? Yeah. Can you buy me this album?
I will.
Can you download it to my phone?
Sure.
All right.
I'll gift it to your iTunes account.
Gift it.
Come on.
This is where it picks up.
No, you think it does, but it doesn't.
Almost. Ever. A little more build.
You're like, oh, okay.
A little more foreplay. Here we go.
Oh! Out of nowhere!
Wow, this is really moving me.
Go your own
way. It's moving me to walk out the door.
Oh, come on. All
right, the chain.
All right, the hook was the only thing cool.
The chain.
The chain?
Yeah.
All right.
I like, this is my favorite song.
Oh, you talking about Two Chainz? Yeah, he's pretty good, actually.
Two Chainz.
No, we're going to put you all back in chains.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Little fucking Delta Blues in there.
You know, if you can accept my gold chains, I'll forgive the iron chains.
That's right.
Oh, so ridiculous.
Christ.
Oh, my God. This has got me
out of
my...
I think it takes a while to get to
this. I can't dance to this.
What?
I don't remember that part.
The kind of band you listen to like on a long drive at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you fall asleep and hit a telephone pole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If this was the last sound I heard before I died,
you'd die at peace.
Yeah.
Would I?
Would I? Come on, listen to that fucking bass. Classic.
Yep.
It's more than classic.
What?
Excuse me.
Well, now, what era is this from?
1977?
Yeah, it should stay there.
Actually, I go by the saying that nothing existed before 81.
Okay, Sean. February 4th, 1977.
Good.
Anyway.
Crap.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents were 10 when this was out. That's great.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, go ahead. Anything for you, Steve.
I'll play a song and you'll leave.
Okay.
Matt, especially.
All right.
What?
Type in Lil Wayne.
Oh, God.
Christ.
Don't even bother.
What?
No, go ahead.
Dedication 5?
No.
What?
John.
John?
Mm-hmm. John.
John. Do I really have to play it?
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to become fans.
All right. You know what? We played that, so I'll play this.
See? Look at this. It's already got you going.
Is this Styx?
I don't know what that is. See?
Is this the one where he steps on the American flag?
No.
Oh.
That's the only one I like.
Look at it. Now you already want to... Look, Matt's toe tapping.
Yeah. Actually, my foot was falling asleep.
This is a lasagna.
A little remix. See, now it's good.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to play this, dude.
Yeah, now we're not going to be able to put it on YouTube.
Ooh. Actually, Derek's remix is a lot better.
I like that, yeah.
That was actually just meant to annoy Matt. But
yeah, well, that sucked.
It was enough to make Matt fall asleep.
Well, good one, Steve. That earns you. Sing of the day.
I'll just go back to being depressed.
Okay, yeah. You can go your own way. Okay.
Neither of those things are good.
Neither of them. Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
I do like that they have that song that is just entirely about her and she singing it.
Crap. Is it about her folding laundry?
No, it's about them like fucking.
You can fold my laundry. Yeah. Fold my laundry.
Is it about her taking a rubber fist?
She might have.
You can take my fist. Okay. You can do that to anything. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. I felt like I was in an arena for a second.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's good. That's arena what we need. Fart. Arenas. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. the new board is fun.
Yeah.
Same as the old board. Oh, Christ. Mm. So what else is going on, eh?
Yeah, what happened in the last few days?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Well, Steve went to the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Matt did, too. I saw Matt go to the bathroom.
Oh, crapped.
Yeah. In fact, I think I even went to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I know I did.
For a little bit. By the way, it smells like fresh linens in there.
Well, nice. You know, I was cleaning my linens, and they're all fresh, so it makes sense.
Mm, it does, yeah.
You know, it's definitely not spray. Come on.
Definitely.
I clean my linens before you guys get here on Sundays and Thursdays.
Did anyone else piss in there and aim at the little urinal cake hanging on the side?
I do all the time, and it smells good. Yeah. That's why it smells, actually.
Wow.
When we first put that in, it was very overpowering. You could smell it in the hole downstairs. Mm. Now it's kind of died off, but if you pee on it, it gives it a little bit of life again.
Which is better than your fucking stenchy fucking rotten cock.
Hey, can you hang one of those from your balls?
Stenchy rotten cock.
They were out of that scent, so I had to go with fresh linen.
Who is stenchy rotten cock?
Be a good roller derby.
Oh.
That's a bit we should
do. It'd be rotten crotch.
Uncreative roller derby
stenchy
names.
Rotten crotch.
What's your name?
Let's do
stenchy
that.
Rotten crotch.
Let's come up with roller derby names.
All right, here we go.
Bad roller derby names.
Cunty right. McBitcherson.
Yes. Fat fist in your fucking face.
Late term coat hanger abortion.
Heels of steel.
AKA Rusty.
Rusty. Rusty coat hanger abortion.
That's terrible.
It is. It's not a good name for
That's
a
what I mean.
Check. I love it.
Molten lava mama.
Dikey roller bitch.
Oh my god. I have no idea.
So I saw something interesting earlier.
Okay.
I was in the gym. I just concluded my workout, and I was getting dressed, and I noticed that there was an older gentleman sitting kind of close to me.
Naked?
No. He had some pants on. Okay. But he was putting deodorant on the arches of his feet.
Was it Iron Mike?
Oh, what the shit?
Is this like a common thing?
I mean, arches?
Yeah.
They don't sweat.
I guess it's to make his feet smell okay.
He had a stick of deodorant and was just going up and down the arch.
There's no
How
hair
old was
there.
And then changed his feet.
He could have been confused.
Arch.
I don't know.
It sounds like a cool tactic.
Does he have foot odor, maybe? I don't know, I guess, maybe. I just want to see if any of you guys have ever heard of
or
seen
God he didn't
this.
Have halitosis. He'd be eating this stuff.
Right, that's another roller derby name. Yeah. Halitosis.
Halitosis.
Nuva Ring Ruth.
Wow. Clutch says a thick red panty liner.
Oh.
I got another one. Hell of fire in bitch dome.
Nice. Yeah. How about Plan B, but it's BEA?
Yeah.
Plan Beatrice.
That's good.
Yeah. Beatrice.
That is no, that's just a good one.
Plan B?
Plan B. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
thinking of bad ones is kind of hard because
it,
like,
is.
It has to be extremely contrived.
Because every once in a while you come up with a good one and you can't say it.
Plan B.
I will accept good ones because I like a good roller derby name.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a nice
list. There's got to be a list somewhere.
Oh, there is. There is. Let me see. There's a few on there that I've come up with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like independently?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get credit for them?
No.
Well, then you make them up. Somebody else made them up.
Well, I'm saying they probably already existed, but I came up with them, you know. One of my favorite ones, I don't think I've seen it before, is Eve Summers.
Like Summer's Eve?
Yeah.
Well, I have the International Roller Girl roster.
Registry?
Yeah, basically. It's basically a registry, but none of these names.
We know several roller derby girls. Steve, you know
unfortunately.
One in particular.
I know a lot, actually.
Actually, yeah. No, you know at least two personally in your life.
No, I know a lot more than two.
We'll start naming them off.
Yeah. My sister.
His sister.
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. Who else?
So that chick I know.
Oh.
Yeah. Chick I know.
Chick I went to high school with.
Mia Psycho.
Okay.
There you go.
Mia Psycho.
There's a roller derby named Generator.
Jenna Raider?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I came up with Jamie the Jammer.
What?
That's what I came up with. I just punched it in, and that was my roller derby.
Okay.
Name.
Wait, what'd you punch in?
I just hit a button, and that's what it came up with.
Wow.
Wait, it gives you your roller derby name?
Yeah.
Like, well, did you have to put your like middle name in or something?
No. You just do, of course, it won't fucking.
How about Bellemia?
Yeah, you have to put if you're a jammer, a blocker, or a pivot.
Oh,
I'll be a pivot.
Oh, and you enter your name. Okay, here it is.
Oh, let me be a pivot.
All right, let me put Derek in there and see what my roller derby name is if I was a.
Let's do all of us.
Derek is your name.
Your brand new roller derby name is Devil Berserker. No, that's bad. That's not even funny.
No, see, this is the problem with roller derby names. There has to be humor and like a pun.
Yeah.
Some kind of there has to be thought put into it. You can't just make it with a generator.
Berserker.
There's no formula.
Berserker.
I like the formula for making up a porno name.
Okay.
Which is your middle
Which
name
one?
And your street name?
There's Patrick Wilson.
Right now?
Well, no, it's your middle name and the street name you grew up on. I thought it was always the one you grew up on.
It could be where you live.
You do both.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Turner.
Patrick Millbrook.
That's pretty cool.
I like Patrick Wilson.
I like Ryan Turner.
Now I'm David Arlington. No.
We did that with former aristocrat Eric.
Yes.
I don't remember what his middle name is.
Oh, yeah. Michael.
Oh, so it was Michael. Oh, no, I shouldn't say his street name.
Why?
All right. Well, he doesn't live there
the
anymore.
One, yeah.
Ah, it was Michael Clubhouse Drive.
Well, the street that he grew up on was fuck, damn it,
fuck, damn it. Where's that?
Yeah, Michael. Fuck, damn it.
Is that in Keensburg?
It was a good porn name though. Ah, fuck.
Craig's was the best, which was Mike Maxim.
Oh yeah. Right, yeah, Michael Maxim.
I'd be I'd be Paul Beacon. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's like a little beacon tip penis, you know, like a little dick.
Then there was another one where you used your pet's name.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pet's name pet. And
I would have been Roddy Wilson.
Middle name with some middle name and pet's name, or pet's name and street.
I thought it was pet name and street.
Well, back then I would have been Sparky Center.
Casey Clinton.
Does it have to be your very first pet?
I think it was supposed to be. I guess it could be any pet.
Yeah.
I
mean,
if I had to pick.
Current.
I mean,
I would just go current, current.
Oh, so then I'd be Lucy.
Hello, Lucy. All
right. Lucy what?
Would it still be Beacon, I guess?
Oh, Lucy Beacon.
Lucy Beacon?
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a porn name. Yeah, this, not thing, a this male thing is one, shit because yeah. I put Matt's name in and it gave you a lot of catastrophe. So.
Well, he is huge and he does shit a lot.
That is horrendous.
All right, what's mine? What's mine?
Bad.
You really
I
want to
be a jammer. I'll be a jammer.
You're going to be a jammer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to put... Ah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just do it again. I got to go out and go back in.
You're a wiener.
Horrendous.
All right. Jammer?
Yep.
Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Talk derby to me.
That's my name.
That's a little wordy.
Beaver, assassinate her.
Wow. Horrendous.
That's pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, but wow. It's not clever.
Like,
at
I
all.
Eat, like, puss and stuff.
Yeah. I eat my puss.
Sparky Center is going to be my new Facebook
Center.
Name.
Ooh, right, do me. I'm a pivot. My name's Tari Jones.
Tari Jones pivot, huh? I don't even think they use your name.
They don't. It's the fucking stupidest thing ever.
It just gives you whatever the hell it wants.
Yeah, it's randomized.
Tari Jones, you would be Patty Contentious.
What's what you get in all chick names?
Well, roller derby is
contentious.
Woman. I know. This is dumb.
That's all of them.
I'm trying to find like a good list of roller derby
there
names.
Is.
From yeah, now on, I want to be introduced as Sparky.
Sparky?
Back in the day, there was a website that did your pimp name.
Yeah.
And I always enjoyed mine. It was Bishop Don K. Skills.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, here we go.
What do you got now?
I'm just saying there's just like a list of like international list of roller derby.
Yeah, but are you on that big ass list?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get through because a lot of them are stupid.
I'm just saying that there is a huge list.
Yeah, so. I know, but I want like the best of the best.
Oh.
I want good ones. I don't want to look through 12,000 names.
Right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is like that's like subjective, you know?
Oh, here's a list of 30 amazing names from roller derby.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, we got Vladimir Nabubkov.
Horrendous.
Because it's boob instead of, yeah.
Horrendous.
Yeti Page. I don't get that.
Is that like a furry bitch?
It's like a, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a big hairy ogre bitch.
Worthering Frights.
Like Worthers, like originals?
Syphilis Diller. Phyllis Diller.
Okay.
Dora the Destroyer.
You got a syphilis Diller.
I know.
Oh, now instead of Dora the Explorer, it's
Dora the Destroyer. Explorer. Wolf Blitz Her.
Oh, man. Yeah, nice.
Wiki Bleedia.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it's like her pussy. Oh, I love Bleedia.
Oh, here's a good one. Dark Matter.
Oh, there you go.
That's a big. That's the only black roller derby, though.
Susan B. Agony. Oh.
Let's go through the whole list.
Wrench Press. Whistler Smother. Oh, it's mother.
Whistler's mother.
Yeah.
Knocks her blocks off.
Hermione, how do you say her last name? Hermione's last name?
I have no idea.
Granger? Is it Granger? So it's Hermione Granger.
Okay.
Volva Las Vegas. Velveteen Rabbit. Uma Vermin. Telltale Tart.
Okay. Boo.
Megasaurus.
Tart of Darkness. Mm. Surrey Brews. Some Surrey Cruise.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Artillery Clinton.
Wow.
Skank Williams. Doris Day of Reckoning. It's a little wordy. Mm. Shirley Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Pelosi. Oh, I'm sorry. Nasty Pelosi.
Nasty Pelosi. Okay. Okay.
I'm
Dakota Slamming.
Nice.
Is she old enough to like be really
good? Now, yeah.
I hope so.
Nancy Reagan. Katniss Evermean.
Okay.
Okay. Naomi Cannibal.
That's a good one.
Cancer with a K. Don't get that.
That's not.
Sigourney Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Face.
Mm-hmm.
And Squid.
Is that the end of the list?
That's it.
Oh, that's a pretty bad list because I could make probably 10 of my own that are better than that. Bloodnut Badger.
Ooh. Crush Limbaugh.
Nice.
What's up with the political names?
Smack Galifianakis. Nuke Skywalker.
Double Fist.
Princess Leia Apocalypse.
You kind of came up with your own male derby name.
What's that?
With Cool Hand Duke.
Yeah. Like yeah. That, yeah.
Smash Bandicoot.
Eleanor Hoosevelt.
We should come up with male ones.
Kinklesore.
Because we were actually roller derby guys.
Okay.
Skate Winslet. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
George W. Push.
Maccabee Alexander Graham Smell.
Yeah.
MC Jammer.
If I was a roller derby girl, my name would be Huge Jackman.
Yeah.
Huge Jackman.
Jackman.
Yeah.
Scar Trek.
Helmet Romney.
What about you, Steve? What would you say? Yakko, Wacko, and Snot.
There you go. And the Warner sister.
I should fire that out of nowhere.
Fat Benatar. Okay.
That's a good one.
Roger Crappit. Get it?
George Gorwell.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
James Blonde. Walt Hitman. Maul McCartney. Hurt Vonnegut's.
Wow.
Monin O'Brien. Grunge Bob Square Fishnets.
Stupid.
Really reaching for that.
Grunge Law Barrelass was my cartoon character name for Vaughn.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Grunge Law Barrelass.
Nick O'Lass Rage.
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Anyway. Yeah. So send in your roller derby names.
Yeah. Share with us your roller derby names.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Brick Shields, Choke Norris. There's a lot of really bad ones.
A lot of them are bad. That's the problem with
just
these.
Like, just like straight up, like just pointless.
Yeah. I'm a cunt McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
You get it.
What is up with the name McGillicuddy?
I don't know.
It's just a fun little one.
It funs. It goes rolls off the tongue.
I guess so.
It reminds me of Lucy, not the dog. The TV show.
Beat Arthur.
Punky Bruiser. Sandra Day O'Clobber.
That's okay.
Yeah, Rosa Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And Harriet Clubman. Clubman.
Clubman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be a Clubber Wang.
I like the ones with Miss in their name.
Yeah. I like Miscarriage. I don't think anybody uses it, though.
Mistletoe?
Mm.
What?
Mistletoe.
Miss USA Hole. What?
I'm sure they all think that they're wonderful.
I don't know if they do.
Yeah.
I'd be Big Dick Deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dick Studley.
That'd be Howard Sprinkles.
Miss Trial. Miss Pell-Mell? Am I missing that? What does that mean?
I'd be William Hung.
Yeah.
Huge erection.
We get it.
Misnomer? That's terrible.
Yeah, some of these are stretching.
Misdemeanor.
Well, let's move on. Monkey attacked a baby in China. A vicious monkey attack at a wildlife, I almost said wildfire park, wildlife park in China maimed an 8-year-old month boy.
Good.
8-month-old boy, sorry.
You speaking Asian there?
Wah! The boy's mother was changing his dirty diaper when in a section where monkeys roam free, which is always a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
The animal reportedly attacked the boy, tearing off his testicle. And dropping it.
Just one.
According to the Mirror, a man recovered the testicle, but the monkey then snatched it from his hand before scampering away and eating it.
Wow!
So he's just like, oh, fuck, you didn't. And he just grabbed it and fucking ate it.
Damn.
Now you gotta wait till they poop it out.
The boy, I don't think it would be in any shape. Wow. What's up, monkey shit balls?
Monkey shit balls.
The boy is alive.
Just popped it like a little fucking chocolate Easter egg.
Yeah. Though disfiguring, his injuries are not believed to be life-threatening.
Disfiguring.
He just doesn't have any balls.
It's a little uniballing Asian baby.
Yeah. Dude, monkeys are vicious.
Yeah, they are.
It's a little chitler.
Wow.
You only got one ball.
Monkey comes thrown up. Let me get that nut.
Oh, man.
Real quick, just going back to the roller derby names. You know how I said I like the ones with Miss in front of it? Here's a really creative, clever one with Miss. Miss Fuckalicious.
That's vulgar.
Really?
Not even trying.
Just because you can't curse doesn't mean you have to. Man.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Use it, don't abuse it.
Where's the payoff?
Yeah, this poor kid.
Yeah, you only got one testicle?
Now, wait, no, his testicles didn't drop yet, right?
What?
Don't the testicles drop?
When?
Yeah.
When you're a baby?
Yeah, but that's really pretty quick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought it was like...
For the monkey to have eaten it, it would have had to have gotten something, right?
I guess it got something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a little Cadbury egg, man.
And it wouldn't have been just a little baby scrotum.
It's a little jelly bean.
Yeah.
It was a little baby thing, yeah.
Unless he went up in there. My back is itching.
Let me get that.
Eczema.
Jeez, bed
yeah,
sores.
It's coming back. I wish I could stay in bed that long.
All right, so all right. To the directed at the two fathers here. Mm-hmm. You're at a park. You're changing your kid. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a monkey comes up and just starts ripping at your kid's ball bag. What do you do?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Hashtag no filter.
Instagram video.
Hashtag FML.
TMI.
Like, yeah. What do you assume the monkey's doing as it's coming up? Is it just
I think I'd run.
Without the kid?
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Peace out.
Grab the kid by the ankle and use it to try to beat the monkey away.
Beat it with your own child.
I'd probably just scream, but I wouldn't move. I'd be like, no! Just get away!
What happened to the dirty diaper? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I guess the monkey was offended in some way. He was like, oh, no, you didn't just change your diaper in my home. This is my house.
My house, nigga.
Can you cut that out?
Please.
Oh, Hogan! Oh, man. And monkeys, they go for the testicles. That's their thing.
Really?
Yeah, monkey see, monkey eat testicles.
Yes.
And then monkey
well, I guess it's
testicles.
It's like a thing, a tactic they do when fighting other monkeys.
Well, that's what I would do.
Oh, you want that? I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to procreate? Not anymore.
You're going to make another one of those? Nope.
Oh, were you going to sew this back on? On the no.
Oh, yeah.
On my house.
It's not exactly a banana field.
I love it. I love that, like, not only did the monkey rip the testicle out, but then when somebody else recovered it, he's like, oh, need that.
Yeah.
Give me that back.
Oh. The fuck you doing, my... Yeah.
Finders keepers.
So does that make the monkey gay?
Maybe.
You think the other monkeys are making fun of him?
Look at how you ate semen sack.
Yeah, you ate little Asian balls.
It's cool. It was a people.
It must not have been a very big ball, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, not much of a meal there.
No.
It was a snack. It was a little,
barring aside that it's a child.
It was a little pop-em.
How old again?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, so there was just like a little scrote there.
That's horrible.
It was like a little popcorn testicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
popcorn.
Yeah, before, like pre-popped.
Yeah.
Just a kernel.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Awful.
Anyway. So be careful around monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't whip any kids' balls out.
Mm. Speaking of...
kids' balls?
Well, balls.
I wonder if the monkey, like, real arrogantly was, like, chewing it and then showing the chewed-up testicle. Like...
What you mean?
Should I
just go, like...
Should I put this in my mouth?
Oh, look, seafood. Oh. Huh, seafood. He's just walking around like, I'm so full.
I wonder if he like threw it up in the air and caught it in his mouth. Yeah. Like all these tricks.
He did like the roll it down his shoulders into the other hand.
It threw it really high and did like a somersault and then caught it in his mouth.
He's like juggling it with his feet. With his fucking monkey hand feet.
Smacking it like a hacky sack and then using his tail.
Just like dipping it in sauce.
Soy sauce.
Yeah.
Duck sauce.
Whatever that awful Wendy's sauce
I got this duck sauce from the duck pond.
Oh, man.
What was that weird sauce we got with the Wendy's nuggets?
Creamy ranch or something?
Oh, was it was buttermilk.
Buttermilk ranch.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Buttermilk.
Mm. Yeah, that's something for monkeys.
I tried to sink my teeth in a Wendy's nugget recently. Couldn't do it.
Really? No?
No. It's ruined.
Really? Because I could eat at least 40 nuggets right now.
No? That's it. Let's go. All
right.
Let's go to Wendy's.
I literally just had to spit it out. Too much.
Mm.
I've had them since, and I was all right. Then again, I didn't eat 50.
No, you didn't. You didn't even eat 3.
I'm trying to think if I've had them since then.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think so. I can't remember the last time I had Wendy's.
I can go for Wendy's.
Probably. It might have been then.
HuffPo.
Is that Mark Lamont Hill?
No, it's LeBron James.
No, it's Jay Lethal.
Wow.
Lee Warren Jr. had severe pains in his abdomen. Soon after, the tissue around his testicles began to swell at a distressing rate of 3 pounds per month. He was subsequently diagnosed with
a rare medical condition. You could feed so many monkeys with that.
Called scrotal lymphedema, and his scrotum continued to grow, and it wouldn't stop. For those who don't know the whole story, though, can you back us up a bit? How did this happen? Because that's a question.
Was this the guy who had to like wear a sweatshirt over his balls?
What's the first thing that happened?
Go back to 2008.
Talk to me about 2008.
Yeah. In 2008, May 23rd, I woke up one morning.
Oh my God! It is.
This is who they based the gimmick on.
Coming out of a nightmare.
My name is Wesley Warren.
132 pounds scrotum.
At the time, okay. My normal testicle sac was a bit above average.
He put himself over.
And I got up so quickly that my right leg slammed down onto my right testicle and injured the.
It was injured. That I did injured not bad.
See, I worry about
my
this.
Right testicle, which caused later on in the day, which caused right away extraordinary pain and. So bad that after about a dozen seconds when the pain was going away, I felt as though, I mean, I literally pictured in my mind the tire of the wheel of a tractor trailer.
I do want to point out, how big is this guy?
Ooh. Now, later on in the evening, extreme carpet burning sensation.
Black Gino
Moore.
And I fell asleep, and in the following morning number two,
lazy.
I woke up. About the size of a honeydew melon or a cantaloupe.
If Carl Winslow wasn't an actor, this is what
did you go
like
to a doctor.
I immediately be like the real guy.
See, notice he didn't say the size of a watermelon.
Elephantitis or gigantism.
Yes.
It sometimes happens in third world.
This guy looks like a midget.
Parasites. It's a very unusual,
but terribly
it's
oversized
to
head.
He's just a very small person.
Did you have any health issues before this that might have contributed to this?
Aside from being almost 400 pounds.
He might be a full
calendar. No, I was fit as a fiddle.
This guy could be a full calendar.
No, I just have a severe case of this.
He looks like if Bad News Brown ate Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, kind of.
Resulted in what happened to me morning two. You know, I felt I dodged a bullet. Okay, the pain was so excruciatingly bad. As if as though I'd been in like a horrible car accident and I injured myself to the point of being disabled.
And I injured the car.
I mean, that's how bad the pain was.
And how many, great.
How many more things can you compare the pain to?
Yeah. I'm feeling relief. I mean, I couldn't believe
it. Like I gave my nut sack a elbow, baby.
I'm living proof to the fact that, you know, you can't experience such incredible pain and then think that, oh, well, you know, you got lucky because the pain went away. Something else is going to most likely occur within your body to...
He sat on his nutsack.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it just
I sit on my
growing.
Nuts every day.
Yeah, that happens to me on a fairly
your
regular basis.
Testicles.
In fact, I've done it three...
So
this guy is overly excited talking about testicles.
I've done it at least for a dozen seconds today.
A dozen seconds?
Who is that, who's that little turdy man?
Have some sort of a pair of
Paul
pants
Bear?
To wear.
Yeah.
And there was no pair of pants the way pants are just generally made.
Right.
I could
you
not
wear a kilt.
And so.
What were some of the other challenges you had? Of
you don't cut him off. He's in the middle of fucking explaining the sweatshirt thing, you asshole.
What was inhibited? In addition
every,
to the pain.
What was every inhibited? Couple of steps I would take, I felt as if I ran a block.
Wow.
Which guy's a lion. Example. You can see he's lying.
Never done it.
He's very like realistic about his expectations.
I was flown into New York to do an interview back in 2011.
Howard Stern.
But I couldn't fly after that. I could not fit in.
I guess you can't say it on the air on the show.
I had to get two seats. Three seats. Two for flight. Me, one
the
for my testicles.
The abnormality of it all has sort of become my own personal normality.
Did you feel any embarrassment, though, or shame?
No, man, my dick's big, nigga.
Nah, man, they just grew into my dick.
Rudely making me feel like I'm a freak show.
Dude, Mark Lamont Hill weighs 132 pounds.
Yeah. It would be like if he was carrying him around in his pants.
Pretty much.
And he's saying he can't find pants to... No shit.
...of them, and I'm walking weird, and I have a... this enormous growth in front of me, especially when I'm wearing something.
They're looking
like
at him
orange,
like so, like wow.
Hooded sweatshirt.
So basically, just built up calluses in his nuts.
The worst of this, your penis was buried deep under. This
he's getting aroused. Can we see it?
See, look. Here's the other thing. I've been addressing your question before. Okay. I think it helps the
fact.
Don't
touch your mic, Fett.
I'm generally not an uptight type of guy. Kind of guy.
Sure.
I'm not. I'm pretty much normally very relaxed, laid back. And I understand.
What's Fred Durst doing in the back?
I hate Huffington Post. They're so unprofessional and
there
like
is a
bullshit.
Problem. There is a medical condition,
but it's on purpose.
Issue
yeah,
that has resulted in my essentially being a freak show. Hopefully not for life, is what I was thinking at the time. Well, apparently not so far, life. Not for life. So, talking about these sort of things, whereas maybe I might have had an issue about it 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's nothing to me. Really, right now, it's like whatever you want to know.
I think his tongue is getting bigger.
I wish he would have told that story with his toe on the trigger of a shotgun.
Wow.
Yeah.
oh boy.
There. Yeah.
Now I've seen that picture.
Well, I feel like we might have talked about this guy.
Did we?
Once before? He had to wear a sweatshirt as pants because it was the only way he could. It was the only clothing he could fit his balls in.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Mark Lamont Hill is a guy who comes on Fox News a lot for the left. That's how I know.
For my boys.
Well, if that's the stage direction and he has to walk in, it's no way. It's no reason for you to judge him.
Hey, Matt, where are you going with that? Are you trying to say that like liberals are like little scrawny little pussies?
It's a lot of them are.
Oh, okay.
The majority.
Do you think they put him on stage left on purpose?
Could.
Yeah.
Blue ties.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
What's that from?
It's a Snaggletooth?
Snaggletooth. There's two of them, right? Snagglepuss and Snaggletooth.
Oh yeah.
Snagglepuss is the main one. He's the actor, the thespian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the imitation you just did sounded familiar.
Snagglepuss.
Yeah. So.
Exit stage left.
Nanopus.
Oh yeah.
Exit stage.
Right. Exit stage left. Even.
He was gay. Even.
He was gay. A homo. Even.
He's. What did we say that we talked about him a long time ago?
The guy alive.
It's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the voice actor. No, the voice actor's got to be. It's probably fucking Mel Blanc.
Might have been Mel Blanc.
It was Billy West. Yeah.
Billy West.
Billy Ford.
Let's look
Billy
up
West
Snaggletooth. Snagglepuss.
Snaggletooth.
Did you say Nanopus?
I think it was Julia White.
No, there's two. Snaggletooth is like a one off.
What was the cat's name from Thundercats?
It was Snagglepuss.
But Snagglepuss is naked with a bow tie and a top hat.
Yes.
We originally said that he was dressed like a Chippendales dancer, but he's like literally naked.
Now, what was the cat's name from Thundercats?
What?
The Snarf? Cat
Snarf. That was it.
Snarf. I can't even do it.
Snarf.
There you go.
It's almost
that's
like
Snagglepuss there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was gay.
Yeah.
Homo even.
Even. Voiced by Dawes Butler.
Dead?
Yes, he died in 1988 at the ripe age of 71.
What an old douche.
What a pussy.
Snagglepussy. Snagglepussy. It's a good one.
He was a cat. A pussy even.
Man, this guy did it. A lot of voices back in the day.
A feline even.
He did Augie Doggie.
Even.
Augie Doggie. Augie my boy. Alligator, another good roller derby name.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Alligator was in the
Garbage Pail Kids
movie.
Oh, right. Oh, he's Captain
Alligator.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Captain Crunch, Chili Willy.
Huh. Oops, Dixie Berries Mouse. Only.
Chili Willy.
Wait, Chill Will?
Fred Flintstone on the pilot.
On the pilot.
Huckleberry Hound.
Fred Flintstone, Ethan.
my God, this guy did everything.
Yeah. The thing that impresses me, too, is Howie Mandel with the same voice in three different cartoons.
What, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. He did Bobby, and then he was the Rugrat cat. Same voice.
What? Rugrat?
He was a Rugrat.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think Howie Mandel was on Rugrats.
No,
check it out.
He definitely wasn't. There were a lot of Jews on Rugrats, but Howie Mandel was not one of them.
Check it out, bro.
They were a Jewish family.
Yeah. Especially the grandparents.
The Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I was a Muppet, maybe.
Stu.
He was Animal. Baby Animal and the Muppet babies. I think he only did like first two seasons.
Howard Mandel.
He did the Bobby voice, which was one, but he did the same voice for two other cartoons. Same voice. He didn't alter it at all.
Now we have to look this up, too.
Bobby's World.
Howard Mandel's a piping hot douche.
Piping hot.
He is, actually. So gay.
He did Skeeter, Animal, and Bunsen.
Skeeter.
And Muppet Babies. He was Gizmo in Gremlins.
That's it. It was Gizmo. Gizmo was the same voice as Bobby.
Makes sense.
Kind of.
Nope.
And, of course, Little Monsters.
Yeah.
It was Maurice.
Mm.
It's a great flick.
It is.
The Savage Bros.
Yeah. All right.
And now he looks like Dave Draymond.
I think he was also the baby dinosaur in Dinosaurs. Not the mama.
Baby.
Thank you, Matt. I'm making that up. You don't have to look it up.
I want
to
know who did the voice now.
I'll get it.
Oh, is it the same as Elmo?
The black dude?
Might be. No,
black dude's Kid Toucher.
Let's see. Baby Sinclair.
Kevin Clash?
Told you.
John Kennedy.
It's Master Splinter.
John Kennedy. Yeah. John F. Kennedy?
Doesn't even have a picture on IMDb, so.
I am a dirtbag?
He's a nobody.
Now, Kevin Clash, he was... I was just going to say, he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but whose voice did he
Splinter.
Play?
Splinter.
He was in two.
Splinter. Kevin Clash?
Yeah.
Splinter?
Is the guy who did Elmo. No, he did not do Splinter.
He did Michelangelo.
No.
He did Splinter. You're going to feel real silly when you find out it's Splinter.
Let's see.
He was in Ninja Turtles.
Master Splinter.
Wow. Boom. Give me a fucking medal. Ah.
Damn.
Who's the man?
He is a really good range
officially
of voices.
Officially now, Kevipedia. You've lost the Matipedia status, Matt.
That's it.
Damn.
Master Splinter.
Now it's saying he did Baby Sinclair, too.
Oroku
Baby
Sake.
Sinclair, Master Splinter, and Elmo. Yeah. Pretty serious.
I don't even really remember what Splinter sounded
about
like.
Splinter
and
Splinter in the movies, and then go to, like, the baby. That's, like, completely different.
Come here.
Usually a voice actor has a lot of voices that sound similar.
Mm. Well, he's not Elmo anymore. That's
no, he's
sure.
not.
Nope. Because he loved fucking kids.
Yeah. He couldn't keep his dick out of them.
But, yeah. I don't really remember what Splinter sounded like in the cartoon.
In the cartoon?
Yeah.
He had like a raspy voice.
He giggled a lot and insisted that people tickle him.
Ha ha, that tickles. That's kind of what he sounded like. Thank you, my turtles.
This is your family.
Family.
This is your family. I am your father.
What kind of gook played him in that movie?
Toshishiro Obata was...
Was Shredder.
Was
Mr. Roboto?
I think it was... Was he Shredder or Tatsu? But the voices for Shredder and Tatsu were dubbed. That's not the actual
That's
actors.
Easy.
Because
they wear masks.
Yeah. Well, Tatsu didn't.
By the way, Shredder in the original Ninja Turtles was a badass.
He was.
He was kind of a homo.
I'm sure he still will be in the new Ninja Turtles.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
By Michael Bay.
It's going to be so good.
I can't wait.
I mean, remember, this guy made Transformers 2.
Yes. And 1.
That was the best one.
That whole fight scene.
And they're
awesome,
making another
actually.
One.
What's that?
The whole fight scene in Ninja Turtles 1 was awesome. On the rooftop.
Yeah.
With Shredder.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. This Michael Bay shit's going to be so fucking gay.
Nah, it's
Michael Gay.
A fucking bomb.
That's why they call him Michael Gay.
Michael Gay. I wonder if he's from Mount Gay.
What is Mount Gay, Kev?
Isn't that a gin?
Rum.
Rum?
It's rum. While flipping through one of these 70s pornos, I found an ad for Mount Gay Rum.
Nice.
So I ripped it out and spent the entire night just going up to people with this piece of paper and going, hey, hey, Mount Gay.
Yeah.
I, like, I'd hold it up to their crotch and be like, I got a nickname for your dick. It's Mount Gay.
See what I did there?
Mount the Gay.
This twerking girl is all over the place now.
Oh,
ooh,
that video I sent you guys.
Fake, fake.
What is she doing?
When she was twerking and then set herself on fire.
Like, what's she doing now that she's like everywhere?
No, the video just blew up. Yeah, 7 million hits. Well, she's got it's on every fucking news website.
She's got her own VH1 show now.
Probably.
She is a pretty hot body.
For those who didn't see it, we'll play it here.
Wait, how old is she?
I don't know, 14. Who cares? So she's... yeah, she's dancing, twerking, shaking her ass. There's a what looks like a glass table with some candles lit, conveniently. She also has a bottle.
Turn the music up.
Some kind of booze and some magazines. She decides to get on her hands and put her feet up against the door.
She's super twerking.
That's twerking. And twerks her ass. And then somebody walks in the door.
But look at her trying to like hold herself.
Yeah, she's trying to hold herself. Oh my
God. Let's take it, lad.
Okay. Yeah, and then she...
Who turned off the camera?
Where
died. That's what I want to know.
Just Johnny Katzen.
Well, because the fire extinguisher came out and put her out.
Also, there was a bottle of alcohol there, so the alcohol probably lit on fire, too.
Yeah. Fake, fake, so fake.
Think it's fake?
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
I think it's fake.
Steve?
No.
I'm with you. I think it's real.
It's legit. It's two and two.
It's legit.
We got to get Cannonball or somebody in here to break the tie next week.
And what is this? They're doing reaction videos now?
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
And what's funny is like it's just a black guy mid video with his mouth open.
I want to make that my
he
profile.
He has really
picture.
Big lips.
Right now, I'm
is that Jason Pierpol?
No, it's not.
There was nothing funny at all. But he's just black.
Well, that's not loading at all.
Good.
This guy's got the bad internet.
We blew out the internet.
I think we did. I think we broke the internet.
Oh, well.
Whatever, I don't care.
All right. Excuse me. Peace.
Are we still online?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still going.
Okay.
The twerking video that Kev's chick showed me.
Oh, yeah.
Was a lot better.
I wish I had that.
Was it cool? Can I look it up?
Let me, I wonder if I can find it somehow.
Show prep.
Yeah.
Well, I knew we were going to be talking about this. It's old fucking news, man. This happened a week and a half ago now.
It's fucking news to me.
To be honest with you, I'm the one that got it going. Well, aside from next year, really.
Got it going.
When you posted it in the Kratz page, I posted it on my real timeline, and all of a sudden it blew up. So it's all for that.
It's all because you.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw about three other people post the same thing. So.
Yeah, after me.
Okay,
yeah.
Bear with me for a second. I found it.
Oh, you did? You gonna send it to the super secret page?
Yeah.
If I can get on it.
Yeah, Facebook's been all fucked up tonight.
Yeah, it's not coming up.
Try the mobile app. It works fine.
So Kevin Clash, he... he was obsessed with making puppets, so there's no reason, it's no should be no surprise that he got into
stuck his hand into a kid.
Yeah,
and I had just seen his documentary about him. That was very good.
He's a 20-year-old daughter.
All right, I think it posted.
Well, I can't get on it. So
come on, dude.
It's just loading. It's the only web page I can't get on.
Really?
Yeah, everything else is fine.
That sucks.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, Facebook blows today. Fuck you, Facebook. Thank you for ruining our show.
Hey, Matt, can you pull it up and then send it to him?
Well, if he can't see
it... I can't get on Facebook.
On Facebook, doesn't matter if I send it to him. I can't get to it either, though.
I text it to you. Does that help?
Actually, yeah, it might.
You're going to punch it in?
I'm just going to open it and see what it says, and then I'll search for it on YouTube.
Don't watch it, though. Well, I want to see a reaction.
Okay.
Don't watch it, Derek. Don't watch it.
I'm not going to.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Man, everything's...
Best female twerk is one of the tags.
Best female twerk. Can I play this on the show?
Yeah.
Best.
Yes,
is it? It's on YouTube. You can play it.
If you see a big fat rump with pink undies...
Rumpelstiltskin.
And you found the video...
Wow, and actually she didn't even come up.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
You gay as hell.
Come on.
Oh, am I ruining it?
Yes.
Oh,
shit,
sorry.
Just pipe down, man.
Okay. I think I got it.
Slow down. Grab the wall. Wiggle like you're trying to make your ass.
You gay as hell.
It's a dude.
Oh.
Ultimate swerve.
Slow down. Grab the wall. Wiggle like you're trying to make
your
ass.
You gay as hell.
You gay as hell.
So there's definitely a cut there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, there is a cut, but do you think that's not his ass?
I don't know. Let's see. Can we pause it?
No,
no, it's
that's
still him.
Him.
Yeah.
You gay as hell.
Well, it's probably one of those Vine videos where
they
got to get into 6 seconds.
Gotcha.
Those crazy vines. Yeah. Kids love them.
Yeah.
It's a video of a very smooth, muscular, round ass. And then,
very round.
And then it pans over and it says, it's a dude.
Yeah.
He turns, he looks right at you and tells you you're gay.
We might have some breaking news here.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Jim Carrey.
Dead.
Dead.
Nope.
Dead.
No.
Oh.
But he just
AIDS.
He just posted a picture
of a gun.
Vagina.
Of him as a Riddler.
It says
again.
guess who's back, bitches. And this is the picture he posted.
Okay.
Oh.
Chris Benoit.
Apparently he's working on another Dumb and Dumber movie.
Oh god.
Yeah, cuz that's what the world needs.
Yeah.
You're not a Dumb and Dumber fan, huh?
I know Steve is. I thought you'd have been more happy to see this. No?
I think we'll leave it be.
I think it'll be all right.
Jim Carrey's amazing.
Yeah.
He's an amazing asshole.
Wow. Go on.
Why? Because he doesn't like guns?
It's not that he doesn't like guns. He's just one of those mindless morons who thinks that guns get up and kill people.
So wait, you only don't like him because of guns?
No, I didn't like him before that.
Either. Okay,
really?
Good.
I liked him on...
In Living Color?
In Living Color. Because like, I
Ace
was
Ventura?
A child.
Steve
no.
saw my tape
somewhere.
VHS.
Yeah, my VHS
wow.
copy.
Fucking deteriorated.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't understand what's wrong with it.
What's wrong with
what? Ace Ventura.
I don't know. It's just not funny.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
And I don't understand what's wrong with Dumb and Dumber. It's a fucking classic. Probably one of the best comedies of all time.
I don't think
if you're
so.
A retard, yeah.
Yes.
If you're like a little kid, yeah.
Greatly amuses simple minded people.
Yeah.
Come on, Derek.
I'm a fan.
Back me up.
Oh, I love Dumb and Dumber and Ace Ventura. And for the most part, I am a fan of Jim Carrey.
Bruce Almighty?
Mm. It was okay.
I accept that one.
Me, yeah. myself, and Irene was hilarious.
That was funny.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that one.
You did like that one?
It was pretty good, yeah.
I even like
my
Ace
favorite
Ventura
part,
2.
My favorite part of that, me, myself, and Irene, is when he got zapped in the neck with the fucking electric shocker
yeah.
thing. Hey, hey!
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
And then when he ripped up the fucking albino kid.
Oh yeah, I totally. I have to watch that again. Well, speaking of guns, a girl has died in Yellowstone Park campground.
What
good.
Happened?
Good, good.
U.S. law took effect in 2010 that allowed people to carry guns into national parks as long as federal, state, and local firearms laws were met. Well, apparently, a young girl
mm-hmm.
Got a hold of.
Click boom.
Released. Child's age was not released. She shot herself in the foot.
Excellent.
Yeah, she really shot herself in the foot this time.
Child died of a gunshot wound on Saturday at a popular campground.
From the foot? She bleed out?
The girl had shot herself. Oh, she shot herself with a handgun. Didn't say her foot. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Oh.
So they're not really releasing any information on these people.
Oh,
so
good way to bring it up then.
Yeah, well.
That was it.
That's it.
Great. Someone committed suicide. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, she died.
Well,
you know
this girl. I'm assuming it's a young girl.
Probably didn't happen, and it's probably going to be.
Oh, here we go.
Probably just going to be.
No, it did happen, Matt, but it was a SAG actor.
SAG. And it's just going to be.
What's that website with all the
SAG Actors Guild Awards?
Yeah. What? SAG Actors Guild Awards.
Good
SAG Actors
Guild
Awards.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's a part of the Guild.
Imagine it was true, though.
The Guild's imagine so nice
shot
they
herself,
named it twice.
Imagine she shot herself in the foot and she had to like do this whole scene where she was dying. But
wow.
like there was like secondary cameras catching her going like...
But she did like a really shitty job, so they're just like, all right, we just won't release her name.
Yeah.
Sucks.
This isn't true.
InfoWars, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That guy.
Now, you should make up a video.
Is that asshole's name?
You should just
I don't even know.
Make a video of like a gun just getting up, walking around, and then shooting people.
If guns really killed people.
Like a whole gang of guns, like different guns.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
My uncle got shot by a gun that nobody's shooting it. It's crazy.
Wow. Just got up and shot the motherfucker.
It just got up and shot him.
Guns do that, yo.
I thought his gun one Derek, time just going down the street shooting people.
Actually, damn. Derek believes that kind of stuff.
Just as much as you believe all your stuff.
Believe what stuff? Believe
you know, anything. Whatever.
I don't believe in anything but Satan.
It's mm-hmm. good. It's good to have something to believe in, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
It gives us all reason. Mm-hmm. No, you believe in Hulkamania and believe in yourself.
I don't believe in anything. Oh. Got nothing to believe in.
Say your prayers.
Nearly 400 people have made offers to buy a rare Pokemon trading card on eBay with a buy it now price of.
Let's guess.
Matt,
hold on.
Well, let me tell you what it is. The card.
Charizard.
Jar Jar. A Pikachu Charizard. Illustrator is one of six total in circulation that were made especially as a reward to those who won the Pokemon Card Game Illustrator Contest.
Does it say how many there are in existence?
Six.
Six. Like
did
I said.
You, did you already say that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was
one of six.
Once you said Pokemon, I just.
One of six total in circulation.
Okay.
Charizard?
$150,000.
Squirtle?
$150,000? What are you saying, Steve?
$300,000
or 300 yeah, bucks?
$300,000.
Kev?
2.3 mil.
Damn.
All right, let's see.
100,000.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was closest without going over.
I was.
No, you went over.
You did go over.
Well, you went over too.
Everybody went over.
Nah, that was fake.
$1.
That was fake. Actual retail price of the worthless piece of shit is.
It previously sold for about $20,000.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He set a high buy it now price, but expects to get around $50,000 for the card. As of Sunday afternoon, the auction had 398 offers.
Mm.
So not maybe not 100,000, but I guess they're.
It's getting there.
Getting there.
Is it like the Ultimo card? Like you drop that, you lose?
I can't even you imagine. Lose. I don't know how Pokemon works, but I would imagine it's.
Gotta catch them all,
card.
Derek.
I don't know how any of that shit works.
Well, what would happen?
Magic cards and all that bullshit.
You have the card of the Pokemon.
Yeah,
and then you have you have to learn me. You have to have like the power cards that go with the attack, right?
Okay.
So if attack takes two cards, you got to have the two cards to back up the attack, yeah, sure. And then you put that much damage on your opponent.
But now,
do you legit know this stuff?
He grew up in the Pokemon era.
He has some knowledge.
Yeah,
I had Pokemon cards just because at the time it's what everybody did. Just like I had those little shitty finger skateboards because it's what everybody
those
did.
Those were awesome.
Yeah, we had those too.
Just like we had the Muscle Men and
the little finger skateboards.
And Pogs.
The little finger skateboards you could use as accessories for Ninja Turtles.
It's so, true.
Yeah, well.
So that's what made them awesome.
I was in sixth grade and I was already not playing with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but kids were like
putting
like new wheels on them and
when
shit.
Did,
like,
when
oh
yeah,
crazy.
There's
wait.
Full kits to like rebuild
yeah.
them and
so
sitting there with a tweezer.
And finger skateboards came back because when I played with finger skateboards, it was like 1990.
Yeah,
they came back.
Yeah, okay.
They're actually still around.
Yeah,
a lot of kids use that little notch in the desk. That you put like a pen or pencil
yes.
in to grind the skateboard on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did that myself.
But yeah, my neighbor actually had a full finger bike park.
Wow.
And they made the finger bike so that like you could put your index finger into the handlebar and then move the seat with your middle finger. And he had like the full bowl and like half pipe and
see the only
bowl.
Thing the only thing Steve ever did with his fingers was finger pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's right, that's right. You know it.
He didn't mess around.
Actually,
with
no, I had a fingerboard and all I would do was just smack it and make it go flipping across the room.
Bang! Sticking out of a wall.
Oh, and there's also finger scooters too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like motorized?
No, razor scooter, like really? Yeah, you just do tail whips.
Yeah, that's pretty true. All I did was fucking camp out in cracks. With my fingers.
Camp out in cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Ass cracks, pussy cracks, you name it.
Any kind of crack.
Yeah. Wall cracks.
Pick cracks.
Cracks in time and space.
Neck cracks.
Ooh.
Nape of the neck crack. So yeah, $100,000 for a Pokemon card.
Gay.
We're all unanimous on that one.
I better just say you win on it and you just fucking throw it down.
Game over.
Boom. I paid $100,000
pulling
this
out
game.
The big one.
It doesn't sound like one that you actually like play with.
Yeah.
Oh, are there ones you just collect?
You put it on the mantle and everyone comes over and like ogles at your sweet ass
ogles.
I can't believe it.
Here, listen.
Surprise my collection. If somebody slapped that fucking card down and ended the game, I'd probably stab him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just rip the card in half and
I'd take
walk
the card
away.
Home.
Well, here's the thing: is if you beat the other person's card, you get to keep their card.
Whoa!
That's wow. That is the rules, right?
Yeah. So yeah. So if you
that's
battle,
how it works in Magic too.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys are nerds.
Does it? I don't as much as I know about it.
Because
like
a fucking nerd.
I mean, like I never had Magic cards, but some of the kids in school had so many Magic cards that they would be like, "Well, let's just make you a deck so you can learn how to play." So
we'll just give you all our shitty cards.
Yeah.
That we
so
don't want.
Backpat, remember Backpat?
Backpat.
Yeah. No. Remember Backpat?
Sure, I do, but it's not ringing a bell.
Anyway, he made me a deck once.
Yeah.
Out of his like spare shit, and he basically like gave me an example. Like he told me like what moves I should make, and he beat himself. He beat his own deck with this like ragtag deck that he
ragtag.
Made. Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, damn, that's a pretty good deck. I'm like, great. I'm never playing this again. And then I didn't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you ever play it where you have to get fresh packs?
What?
What do they call that? Sometimes, like, you pass out packs.
You know too much.
No, you pass out closed, sealed packs, and you have to open them, and that's your deck.
What is this?
I've never actually played.
Oh. No, so a lot of these card games, they'll do that, where they'll have, like, a fresh pack.
Fresh pack.
Yeah, so you have to open it, and you got to play the game with whatever's in the pack.
Wow.
So it could
that
be
sounds
good,
like
could
a good
be
way
bad.
To make money.
Yeah, buying packs.
Just so I just want to check with you guys real quick. Is anyone else going to say gay? Because I don't want to like us all say it at the same time. Because that's even gayer.
I never actually
than what
had that.
No,
I just know
so,
about it.
No, let's all come up with a different word for Derek for this.
Queer.
Just shoot it out.
Ready? All right, 1, 2, 3. Homo.
Damn it! All right, one more shot.
All right.
One, two, three.
Troglodyte.
Troglodyte, pussy, and what else?
I said pussy.
I said cake boy.
Cake boy. I like it.
Boy. All
right, one more time. 1, 2, 3.
Fat cocksucker.
From a dude that had his finger skateboard.
Yeah.
You probably had one from a quarter machine that was plastic.
I never had one.
And a guy who played Pokemon.
I didn't even play Pokemon.
He observed.
You had them.
Pokemon.
I just grew up in the era of Pokemon.
Awesome. I was just coming on tits, bro.
just coming on tits.
That's it.
That is unless they woke up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to get out of here.
Bloop.
Now, the only weird gay thing I did like that was...
Soggy muffin.
Yes. And...
Blow your dog.
Yes, and in addition to soggy muffin.
Dirty cookie.
And...
Soggy bread.
And... the Star Wars miniatures I played. But
oh, man.
Nobody would play with me.
No.
So.
Okay, well, now we have something else to say. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Dill hole.
Got nothing. I got nothing left.
Yeah. But they would do that with the miniatures games, too, where you get a pack of miniatures, and you open them and use that to play.
I don't even know what that is. Never heard of it.
They're like little tiny figures. It's the same basic concept, except there's dice.
Uh-huh.
So you have your character.
Hickory dickory dock. Oh.
Yes.
What, a 20-sided dice?
They might have been. I don't remember.
Jack and Jill. Oh,
I have them somewhere. I can't fucking find them.
He still has them too, guys. Let's come on. Let's get something else.
Little boy blue.
Do they need the money?
You realize there's a framed picture of Doctor Who and Sherlock Holmes behind you, right?
No, it's Scott Bakula.
And Scott Bakula, of course.
Scott Bakula of Quantum.
You're not gonna make
fan.
Me feel bad for
Look,
winning miniature.
You don't need
Star
to
Wars
feel
figures.
Bad because Matt's got Legos and Ninja Turtles and fucking Transformers all over his room.
I got Buzz Lightyear next to me.
Come to think of it, I think your other picture is Bruce Campbell. Yeah, it's Scott Bakula and Bruce Campbell.
Okay,
Scott Bakula.
Yeah,
is that like the guy from Charles
Count
in Charge?
Bakula.
No, that was Scott Baio.
Same guy.
Scott Bakula was Quantum
Twins
Leap.
Charles.
And wow,
he was in the. Like the most recent
Star Trek. He was in
show,
Star Trek Enterprise. Yeah. He was the captain.
And he's also devastatingly handsome.
Captain Ooh. Archer.
Yeah.
Good cartoon.
Okay.
Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
That fizzles out.
Well, yeah. Let's make fun of Derek. It fizzles a lot of fun.
Lightning round.
That kills a lot.
I don't even have enough for a lightning round.
Lightning round.
I got a patient sues after anesthesiologist puts mustache and tear stickers on her face during surgery.
Nice.
What?
Veronica Valdez went for finger surgery in October 2011.
Too much fingerboarding.
She probably never expected to be the butt of a practical joke as she lay unconscious. But near the end of the procedure, Dr. Patrick Yang placed stickers on Valdez's face to give her tattoo-style teardrops and a black mustache, emulating the appearance of a male. I just thought there was a fire.
What? What?
I'm getting in that picture, I'm getting a reflection of the light and the fan. And so out of the corner of my eye, I just see glowing and flickering.
Oh.
And I thought that the record player was on fire.
What drugs were you on before you came here, Derek? You gay as hell.
Sonic. I got Sonic coursing through my veins. So yeah, they put stickers on her face. They thought it would be cute and funny. And she's suing them for...
$10 million. Pokemon cards.
$700,000.
$5.
$5. And a pack of cigs.
Pack of schmucks.
That's really all I got. I don't really have it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what?
Would you rather slam your hand on top of a thumbtack with a half-inch pin or shoot yourself in the top of the foot with a nail gun?
Wait, X that again. The first part I missed.
Would you rather slam your hand on top of a thumbtack with a half-inch pin or shoot yourself in the top of the foot with a nail gun?
I think the tack would be less devastating on your body.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
You could recover from that.
Yeah, you could just take it out and put a Band-Aid and you're good.
Yeah.
The nail gun, I mean...
You can fuck up some serious shit.
You're going to the hospital.
Yeah, you did.
Also, you're probably nailed to whatever's underneath you.
Yes.
So you're going to the hospital after you find a hammer within reaching distance.
Nope. You just have to pull the foot straight up.
Ah! Now, then you're getting into ripping tendons and all kinds of weird shit in your foot.
All right, wait. Hold on. There's a note to this. The nail couldn't just skim the foot, and the slamming of the hand would have to be hard.
Still. Yeah. I think the slamming of the hand, I think you'd be better off.
Is Matt going to Wendy's?
You going to Wendy's?
Yeah.
Hey, give me a JBC. No tomato.
I'm hungry,
actually.
Yeah,
give me a cheddar burger.
Me too.
I want Wendy's.
Okay, so for 3 minutes, would you rather play with dog doo like Play-Doh or sit in someone else's warm urine?
Oh.
I'd rather sit in warm urine.
And then there's a note on it saying the urine would not be shallow.
I'm going to say dog doo.
I'm going to go with the urine because I'm kind of chilly right now, like sitting here. I want to warm up a little.
Somebody else. Let me turn the fan off. You cold?
No, I'm not that cold.
Oh, okay. I don't know, Matt. What would you do? Would you play with dog doo like Play-Doh or sit in, what was it, somebody's...
Someone else's warm urine.
Okay, but it's going to be deep.
Like you're nipple deep in someone else's
deep.
Piss.
Nip deep in urine.
Up to your pits and piss.
Playing...
With dog do
like
Play-Doh
for three minutes.
Well, that's not fair because like Matt's nips are a lot lower than mine.
We'll say armpits.
Neckline.
Yeah.
First
chin.
I don't know. Is it easier to like wash off urine or is it easier to like...
I'm going to say urine is easier to wash off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
you're going to get dog doo under your nails.
That's what I'm getting at.
If bidet commercials have taught me anything...
The one I always go to is if you are in a pool of vomit, okay, up to your neck, and somebody's throwing diarrhea balls at you, would you take the diarrhea ball in the face or duck into the vomit?
What does it matter?
It's just what would you do?
It's like how I felt at the time sort of thing.
I know. I think I said that to Eric, and he was like, I would just kill myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's not an
option. I'll just hold my breath until I die.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be dead. The person who put me there would be dead. Okay. You don't get it.
What? He's not an ignoramus.
Ignoramus.
I think Derek's making the point of just answer the question.
Yeah, in other words, just fucking answer.
But I'll be Ann Coulter. That's a straw man argument.
I'll take the poop pie in.
You take the poop pie in?
Yeah.
Now, none of this bodily fluid is yours.
No, I'm about the poo.
Instead of going in the vomit?
I don't want to be covered in vomit.
Yeah, the vomit's
pretty bad. The vomit's pretty gross.
Hit me with poo.
It's like acidic.
Yeah, poop.
Because then you know you're vomiting if you're not already.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to vomit probably either way. But I'd rather be in my own vomit with poo than somebody else's vomit at all.
Speaking of poo.
Now you're in the vomit anyway. You're in the vomit up to your neck.
Okay.
And somebody's throwing diarrhea at you.
Okay.
Do you take the diarrhea in the face or do you duck into the vomit?
Well, if that's the case, then I'm ducking in the vomit.
You're ducking in the
vomit? I'm already in the vomit.
Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah.
But your face is not.
Yeah.
No.
So now you got to go under the vomit.
No, I'm not going. I'm taking the poo.
You're taking the poo? All
right. While we're on.
Because that vomit's going to go in your nose.
While we're on poo, would you rather eat the same three meals a day for the rest of your life or eat anything you want whenever you want, but you also have to eat one poop sandwich a month.
One poop sandwich. Wait, what is the penalty?
Like what? One poop sandwich a month.
But like, what? I'm sorry. What is the benefit of being able to eat whatever you want?
Well, it's, would you rather eat the same three meals a day for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Or you could eat whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
But you have to eat a poop sandwich.
Well, I don't even eat three meals a day, so that'd be awesome for me. Well, I just eat one meal that consists of three meals.
Yeah, but it's going to be the same three things.
Whether it's broccoli and saltines?
Yeah. I don't get to choose what I eat every day?
Broccoli and saltines.
Get used to that.
Yeah. Fucking boiled chicken breast.
Today I'm going to break the saltines up over the broccoli.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
Oh, today I'm going to liquefy the broccoli and dip the saltines in
them. Damn, it's like a salsa. It's like a green salsa.
It's like an artichoke dip.
Yeah.
Broccoli dip.
So poo sandwich, huh?
You take the poo sandwich?
No, nah, I'd eat the same three things every day.
Would you?
Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. You do that.
Sort of. Yeah.
Pizza Hut, you said Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
Poo sandwich.
Haven't had McDonald's in a while.
I'm hungry.
I had it not too long ago. It was a big mistake.
Big mistake.
I'm eating the same three things every day.
Really?
There's no sense in eating poop.
There's sense in it.
Now, is it your poop or is it someone else's poop?
It's just a poop sandwich, Derek. Would you stop?
Could be dog poop.
Look, you're spending every day going to the cafeteria counter, and you can either eat anything you want or the same three meals. But sometimes there's a little plate with a poo sandwich.
It could
you
be
have
cat.
To eat it.
You don't know where the poo came from.
A poo sandwich. So
all right.
So
can
I don't
you
know
be, can you be realistic about this, please?
I can't stop laughing about a poo sandwich.
The thing is, sometimes the poo sandwich is served on wheat, and sometimes it's on white.
Oh, if it's on white. If it's on wheat, forget it.
Sometimes the poo sandwich is served in a pita.
Mmm. I think I've had that at I've had that at Panera. The poo panini.
It's just like a nice little piece of green lettuce over the poo.
Nice. Yes. Poo panini.
Yes.
Would you rather stand on red hot burning coals for 30 seconds without moving or shut your hand in a waffle iron for 2 minutes?
Waffle.
Wait, can I get the poo in a bread bowl?
That's still a poo sandwich.
It is, but it's just different.
There you go.
I'm just saying, do I have choices?
Well, I guess if the consistency of the poo changes, you might need a bread bowl.
Maybe. We're all out of solid poo, so you get a diarrhea bread bowl today.
See, that'd be another question to ask. It's like, is the poo just like a bunch of logs in a bowl that they're putting on there? Is it like already in a jar and they're just spreading it over the bread?
Is it like Nutella?
No, it's bread. It's bread and then like soft serve.
Oh, man. Is there any garnishes on it?
It's an open-faced poo sandwich. Yeah, peanuts.
Your poo.
And maybe some corn. Do I get to put some mayo on there?
I'm saying lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise on that poo sandwich.
Well, first of all, get that fucking
tomato.
You know
what? I might actually eat that then. BLT.
I'll eat shit, but I'm not eating fucking tomatoes.
I love BLT so much. If you throw poo on there, I'm eating it. Yes.
Anyway.
Would you rather get AIDS of your butthole or AIDS of your nipples?
You don't get like AIDS of a body part or like an organ. Maybe cancer.
Hmm. Where are you getting these from anyway, Kev?
Don't worry about it. Would you rather save Abraham Lincoln or save JFK? JFK, right? We're all on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Lincoln really dropped the ball, if you ask me.
Yeah, JFK was a union buster.
Wow, this one actually just came up, and it's completely different from the one that came up before. Would you rather have to eat the same meal every meal for the rest of your life, or eat whatever you wanted except once a month you had to eat a doo doo sandwich?
Oh,
doo doo,
doo doo. That's for the kids.
Yeah. Well, the other one said poo sandwich, which to me the wording is way more funny.
Poo.
Poo sandwich.
Poo flingers.
Poo poo platter.
Okay.
Poo flung done.
Would you rather
poo in the banana holders? You don't remember that?
What was it?
That was Steve number one's band name for like a I don't know, it was like a reggae group or something like that.
Every movie
Rudy Poo in the banana holders.
Rudy Poo.
Every movie you watch replaces the lead role with Nicolas Cage.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Or every song you hear is performed by Nickelback.
Oh, no.
I'll take Nick Cage.
Yeah. Nicholas Cage.
Any day. Twice on Sunday.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Dude, but Nickelback?
Nickelback's all right.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, like, they're terrible. But, like, there's a couple yes. songs where, like, you can get... Like,
no.
The, yeah, like the Raw opening song thing. That's pretty cool. I like that song.
Yeah, no.
What song is that?
I don't know the name of it.
Just type in Nickelback.
Nickelback WWE.
Yeah.
They actually did a song for
Raw? Yeah, they do the Raw theme song.
Oh, now?
I guess. Did. I don't know if
they,
it's...
It wasn't the Raw theme song. They did a song, and then Raw used it as their theme.
Yeah.
I think they might still use that.
Yep, here it is.
The song's actually pretty good. Like, it'll get you going.
No, it's pretty stock. It's pretty lame. It's called Butt Rock. Got no fear, no doubt, all in, balls out.
But this song's like good for like being a man.
What? Dude, why do you need anything to make you feel like a man?
No, like it's manly.
No, it's
all
not.
About doing, yeah, fistful of whiskey and girls
great.
Are all fucking titty out.
All they do is talk about drinking.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome.
I think Steve sold me on Nickelback.
That's it.
Is this better than Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Sadly, it is, yeah.
That's not terrible. You didn't even let the fucking...
Yeah, you didn't get to the hook.
That makes me want to drink whiskey, punch people in the face, and get my girlfriend pregnant.
Exactly. And then punch her in the stomach.
Yeah.
Throw her down the stairs. Yeah.
It makes me want to hang Ariel Castro with a bed sheet.
Whoops. This is not terrible.
It's pretty... It's lame. That's the best way to describe it. It's lame.
It's not terrible. Derek understands. He's a musician.
He understands.
He likes the beat.
Sounds like they're ripping off Queens of the Stone Age with that riff.
Oh, come on, man.
Listen.
I know what you're talking about. Dude, music's been around for like fucking 20 years. All right?
20 years.
You run out of fucking chords. All right? You couldn't see fucking 400,000 people... moshing out to this?
400,000.
This is bigger than fucking
moshing.
The Psy guy.
It is. it is sad though that there are like legions of Nickelback fans.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's retarded. And it's they're a bad band, but that is not terrible.
It's like it's so safe and stock. Yeah. That's like the best way to describe it.
Milquetoast.
Yeah, Milquetoast. There's nothing really like edgy about it. They're just singing about drinking and like kind of fighting. I think.
No, it's grabbing titties.
Grabbing titties. Okay, all right. Who are they, ICP?
It's like if they...
It's not creative in any way.
If they had to make a That Thing You Do about a hard rock band,
yeah,
like that would be the music that's playing in it.
All right, yeah. So would you really listen rock. To that song over and over or Miracles from ICP?
Miracles?
Fucking madness,
Miracles
bro.
Sounds like Cliff... I was just saying Cliffwood. Fleetwood Mac.
No, it doesn't.
Let's get a little Miracles.
You can go your own way.
Violent J singing that? Yeah.
Juggalo your own way. Got a fist full of titties. Drunk full of big old fist full of titties.
How's the problem with this? It's skipping like hell.
No, that's how it actually sounds. That's the song. Are you familiar with the song?
It's just like stopping.
Not
at all. Okay.
Hmm. Would you rather drive drunk for 200 miles or drive 200 miles after being awake for 72 hours straight?
Is that kind of the same thing?
No. We got a theory about magic and
miracles. That's right. A theory about magic. Is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles. This is when they jump the shark. And I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight. And a million stars way above them at night. You don't have
only
to
a million. How terrible is this? Nickelback's better than this?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I don't know. You know. You're just being a jerk.
It's just generically bad.
Giraffes and pet cats and dogs.
I mean, the message is awesome in the song.
Is it? Are they intentionally like? Are they making fun of a positive message with this, or are they like really like?
They're really sending a positive message with this, but the fucking band's gay.
100% honest.
When did this come out?
Like 09.
If you didn't tell me who this was, I would assume that this was Crazy Town.
Come, my baby, come, my lady.
Like, you know, now that the guy's all fucked up on drugs and tried to jump off a building or whatever on VH1.
Can you bring up that picture of Violent J again?
I've never seen it.
I want us to all enjoy his misery.
The misery that is his face.
It's just his existence.
This is a paintless?
Yeah, but it's got to be the full picture because there's like a picture of just his face, which is bad enough. You got to see like the one like... Yeah, oh God. Oh man. Oh boy.
Yo, he gets mad hoes too.
Holy shit. Look at that.
Is that both of them?
No. Is it?
No.
I was going to say. Man.
Shaggy the smaller one?
It's funny. You can sit there and make fun of his fatigly fucking neck and face.
He's got a lot of money.
But he's got a lot of money.
Sure he does.
Yo, Shaggy's...
You know what, though? It's relative. Like, we look at it like, oh, yeah, he's got a lot of money. But, like, for what he does and the effort and, like, dedication that he has to what he doesn't have a lot of money.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah, but he can go buy cars cash and houses cash and boats cash and go on trips.
Like, I can't stand... Oh, there we go. This is the picture. This is the one. Oh, man.
Sweet hair, bro.
Oh.
Matt, don't ever shave your head, all right?
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
He has your nose.
He does, actually. Fuck.
You're on your way. Do the blondie blonde.
I got
Steve, do it.
No, I can't.
I just say Shaggy is probably the luckiest dude ever. Because he got to hook up with Bridget the Midget in Big Money Rustlers.
Big Money Rustlers.
I own that.
Big Money Rustlers. See, I can't stand ICP, but I respect ICP at the same time.
I think I'm in the same boat as that. Yeah. I mean, for like polishing a turd, they've gone a long way.
Speaking of polish, man, how much polish is on that chrome right there? You think right there,
man?
I don't know,
but I want to polish off some like quesadillas or something right now.
Let's go to White Castle.
You know what's sad is only back in like what 2004, he was like fucking skinnier than all of us in his room put together.
He was pretty slim, yeah. Believe it or not, man, what a disaster.
TV here.
So, would you rather accidentally? Would you rather accidentally sleep with your dad or find out your mom used to be a man?
You can't find out that your mom used to be a man.
Why can't you?
Well, I mean, your biological mom or, like, your, like, residing mom?
Well, the person you thought is your mom your entire life. You find
out. That would be fucked up.
I'd probably suck both their dicks.
But finding out something and actually, like, having sex with your dad, like, you never want to have sex with your dad.
Yeah, if you have sex with your dad, chances knowledge. Are you were semi-willing.
There's between like the options of two different types of like gay, you know, then you might have a decision there. But like sleeping with your dad,
yeah. How do you accidentally fuck your dad?
Whoops.
No, you
just wake up next to him. You're just like, oh shit.
Your hips are just going down. Like, oh my god, that's my dad.
Dad, where'd you come from?
Put your back into it.
Put your ass
now,
into it.
If you're asking that question, then that means you're basically saying that you are accepting that you want to.
What?
Have sex with your dad. So then I guess the horror of finding out that your mom was a man would be harder to deal with.
Why? It's just knowledge. Did you actually engaging in the activity?
No, if you're sitting here and all of a sudden you're
with
like
a man, let alone your father.
No, okay. All right, let's just use the example here. Derek's dad calls Derek upstairs. Derek, we got some bad news for you. Your mom's really a man. She has a penis.
She has a penis.
And has always had this. And that's what you
breastfed.
And you actually never breastfed. You penis fed.
Penis fed.
If he found that out right now, he'd probably kill himself.
But where's his biological mother?
Upstairs.
Antigua.
No, you can't. Your biological mother can't be a man.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yeah.
Well, help.
RiscratchRadio.com. That's our website.
This is me signing off, by the way.
Oh, bye, Steve. Be sure to check that out. CWERadio.com. We may or may not be back next week. Dun, dun, dun.
I'll be in North Carolina.
I'll be here.
Raleigh?
You got that right.
Dun, dun, dun.